Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
RVA, some feedback and echo there. Let's get that repaired and we will be off to the races. All right. We got a lot that we are going to be dealing with this afternoon. Let me start by correcting our pal Dana Lash there. Dana, in the last couple of moments of the show, was talking about, oh, you know, California's done with Kamala Harris. It's all done. That's not true. That's not even close to true. In fact, just the opposite is the case. Now, you know that Harry, my beloved older son, you know, he works for the enemy. He does. Ah! It's a pain in my heart. I have a little piece of ripped clothing and I cover the mirrors when I think about the nonsense. But all of that being said, he's telling me, because he knows, there are actually all sorts of people in California who are, as we speak, prepping for Kamala Harris to run for governor of California. All right, Gavin Newsom is termed out. The lieutenant governor is at the moment kind of sort of in the lead, but there are a few other people who are positioning themselves to run for governor. And Kamala Harris already has people on the ground in California who are doing everything humanly possible to pave the way for her to run for governor. Now, I'm not telling you she's going to win. But I am telling you this idea that when she loses the election for president, that it's all over and done, and she becomes, well how did she say it, an uncomfortable footnote or something like that? I don't take that one to the bank. Our pal Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is going to be here at 3:35. And we are looking forward to chatting with him. General Keith Kellogg, a retired lieutenant general with the United States Army, 3-star, served as the national security advisor for Vice President Mike Pence, served as the national security advisor for President Donald J. Trump. He is going to be with us at 4:05. Looking forward to that. And it's Tuesday, right? So we got Craig Peterson, who's going to be along. We'll talk about all things tech. Let me share with you, if you're coming out to Politics and Pints tomorrow down in Hopewell, it should be fun. It really should. And I don't know if I really want to say anything more, but I am following the ongoing difficulty that our friend Gutman is having. No, he's just weeping like a small child, and I would be embarrassed for him, but you know, it's Gutman. So yeah, I don't know what else to say. Well, Jerm, my board is exactly the same as it is as well. So what can I tell you? But yeah, Gutman, I'm not going to say anything more. Or maybe I'll just say a little bit. It's so entertaining, and it's so entertaining for all the wrong reasons. First of all, Howard really believes that anybody gives a damn about what he has to say about anything. I don't think Mrs. Gutman cares what Howard has to say about anything, let alone, you know, the rest of us. But he drinks such giant barrels of Kool-Aid, and it is apparently Joe Biden flavored Kool-Aid. It's really, I think it's an illness. I think it's a sickness. I don't think Howard's going to be able to ever recover from it, of course. Because what's Howard, like 70 years old now? Right? I mean, he's not changing his ways. Right? You get to a certain point. He's got quite a few years on me, but you do. You get to a certain point where you say, that's just the way I am. And that's just the way I'm going to be. And that's the end of the conversation. And I think for Howard, that's the case, right? He's a swamp dweller. He's made his millions as a swamp dweller. And he goes back and forth between a mansion and a penthouse. So believe me when I tell you, he's not exactly experiencing any of the difficulties that real people in the real world are. Which is why it's just so entertaining to read these just delusional diatribes. Should I print them out? You know what? Do me a favor. Shoot me a note real fast on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You tell me, should I print out the emails that Howard has been sending back and forth complaining about questions and all concerned about what we're going to ask or discuss? You tell me. Because if you want me to, I think I will. And even if I... Well, no, I was going to say I'll print... Yeah, maybe I'll print them out. I'll print them out or I'll just scribble down some notes. How's that?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Craziness. But you know what it is? It sort of gives you the lay of the land with so many of these demented folks on the left. There's even the buzz out there that they get Kamala Harris to drop out now that she's been exposed as a plagiarist. The New York Times, which at this point doesn't have a single solitary employee who actually practices journalism. Not a single one. The New York Times has a plagiarism expert who said, well, yeah, Kamala Harris plagiarized a bunch of stuff, but you know, that doesn't make her a bad person. That, yeah, it does, actually. Well, it doesn't mean that she's a plagiarist. I think when you copy and paste, that makes you a plagiarist. Unless, of course, you copy and paste and you make a note that says, I copied and I pasted this, just so you know. And the person who wrote it originally was blankety blank. Or I took this from this certain publication and I just want you to know that. Now, when you do that, all is fine. All is right with the world. But when you copy and paste and you can't be bothered to do any of the citations or the references or the acknowledgments, well, then there's a problem. There's a big problem. So there's a buzz that says she's going to drop out. Now, look, we got like, what, 3 weeks? Isn't it 3 weeks from today? She's not dropping out. And who would they actually, if she did drop out, who would they get? Who would they get if she dropped out? It's got to be Hillary Clinton, right? That's the only person left sitting on their bench that hasn't had the chance. Oh, no, never mind. Hillary Clinton had the chance and she lost. All right, well, maybe it's somebody else. Maybe they're thinking, we're going to strategize. Oh, you know what? Maybe it's Gutman. Oh, this could be Howard's big chance. Oh, wait a minute. Now I get it. Maybe Howard is so stinking concerned about the questions and whether Gary Hess is going to be fair. Oh, my God, I don't think he's going to be fair. Who cares? Dude, take a lap, rub some dirt on it. Well, it's not fair. He's going to ask me all these bad questions, and I think he should ask these questions over here. And I just sit back and I think, Literally, nobody cares. There's not a human being on God's green earth who gives a crap what it is that you have to say about anything, and nobody cares what your choices for these questions are. It's just nonsense. I digress, though. Oh, isn't he coming on tomorrow with John Reed? God, this is the one thing I don't like about John. And it's not even that I don't like it about John. It's just that John is such a nice guy. He really is. John's like that guy who just wants everybody to get along. He's a people pleaser. I just want everybody to get along. I'm not. I don't really care whether you get along. Isn't that's awful to say, but it is true. I don't care. I think we have to deal in facts. I am at the point in my life, especially now, where I say, look, here are the facts. And you can like them or dislike them. That's entirely up to you. That is subjective on your part. But objectively speaking, these are the facts and evidence. And it doesn't really matter how you feel about them. These are the facts. Here's a fact for you. Governor Glenn Youngkin is pushing back, fighting back against the U.S. Department of Justice. The Department of Justice, run by Merrick Garland, another one of these demented trolls up there in D.C., a Joe Biden acolyte, they don't like the fact that in Virginia, apparently, we are not in favor at this point of dead people and illegal aliens voting. Maybe they really do need the illegal aliens and the dead people to vote. Maybe that explains that Bob Hillsworth? I don't know, whoever that guy is, who came up with the, well, I believe all the polls. That's a good thing to cover all your bets, don't you think? Like if she wins, he can say, oh, yeah, I said she was going to win. If she loses, he can say, oh, well, gosh, that's a shock. I'm as surprised as anybody. Please let me talk again. Maybe they need the dead people. Maybe that's what they were counting on. Maybe that's the margin of error. Maybe it's the illegal aliens. They need the illegal aliens to vote. And if you've got illegal aliens voting, well, then I guess Kamala Harris does well. I love the fact that Governor Youngkin has pointed out, hey, this isn't a law that I worked to have passed. It's not a law I signed into law. That was Tiny Tim Kaine. Remember him? When he was the governor, he signed it in law, and since that point, Democrat as well as Republican governors have enforced that law. So how come all of a sudden it's a bad thing? Well, you know, and I know, and they know. Here's another quick comparison. Look at the Republican governors in Virginia and in Florida, right? Two of my favorite people on God's green earth, Governor Glenn Youngkin, Governor Ron DeSantis. Each state hit by, impacted by Hurricane Helene. Both of those governors put aside any concerns about politics. They roll up their sleeves. They get things done to help their people. Roy Cooper, the far left-wing Democrat governor of North Carolina, he doesn't roll up his sleeves. In fact, he puts the cufflinks back in his sleeves and says, what do I care? That's been the response. Because it's all people in Western North Carolina, and they're not in the right voting block. And I hate to be the one to tell you that, but that's what's going on. All right. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app